reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
They say what's happening. We say we're back. They lie. We coming back for them, and they might say that they don't know. They say. They don't
know. Yo, that shit, man. That fucking comment.
Yeah, it was, man.
ST?
Yeah, what's going on, EC? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling all right, man. Living lovely, man. You know, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking, you know, I did my slave duty to Apple. You know what I'm saying? Stayed up.
Pre-ordered your iPhone X?
Hell yeah, dude. I stayed up. I stayed up for that shit, you know? God, because Friday, what's his face? What came out? Oh, yeah, Mario Odyssey came out Friday. So yeah. I was like, I already had a game plan going down, ST. I was like, all right, man, I'm going to get Mario Odyssey. You know what I'm saying? You know, I went to the midnight release of that. I did shit last minute. I, like, called GameStop. I was like, hey, man, I got a midnight release of Mario Odyssey. They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go ahead and, you know, play that shit. And yeah. Stay up till 3 in the morning, then order my iPhone and go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Yep. That's what I did, man. And I got fucked just like everybody else, man. Like,
yeah.
The site didn't load.
Nope.
For like the first 15 minutes. Then when I finally got in that bitch, when I finally got in that bitch to order my phone, I ain't get my phone to the 17th, nigga. I did all that, man.
Yeah.
I did all that.
Yeah, I thought about it too. I was looking at it, and you know, it was saying go on the Apple Store app right now and pre-order. I was like, I want to, but yeah, I ain't gonna do it right now. I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna wait for that bad boy. I saw something today, man. That said to fix your iPhone screen, it's gonna cost you $275 off top.
Off top, dog. Off rip.
Yeah.
So if you one of them people that's clumsy. Is it be fucking with your phone and you last day of school with your phone? You might not want to get this one.
Yeah, or you better get two cases for that bitch.
Hell yeah, man. Because the reason is because it's an OLED screen. They finally putting an OLED screen on an iPhone. So that's the reason why they're doing it. But I seen a lot of reviews came out today showing how the Face ID worked.
Yeah.
And man, they're talking about that shit raw. Now when the notifications come in, if your phone doesn't, if it's not you to pick up the phone, guess what the person see on the phone?
What?
It just says notifications, nigga. It don't even say what it is. I'm talking about Apple getting the FBI up in this bitch, nigga. So
they are starting to, you know, make it, I guess, acceptable for the players out here.
Yeah, man. Every update, the players are, you know, giving it up to Apple. Like, man, you know, Apple really looking out for a nigga because, yeah. One dude actually, he was laying on his back, and his wife tried to unlock his iPhone while he was laying down asleep. Yeah. And he was asleep, and it wouldn't unlock. Mm. So I'm just like, man, this is about to be awesome. Hey, players, get your iPhone 10 and start doing these hoes dirty. You know what I'm saying? Messing up all day playing when you had the flip phone. You know what I'm saying? You have to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but you know it's going to be like, you know, reversed as well. You know, niggas on the other side, they're going to be like, how come I can't open your iPhone? See who texting you or sending you messages or something.
Just tell on yourself that you out there cheating.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Like, y'all here fucking up, man.
So it's gonna work both ways.
Oh yeah, it's more definitely gonna work both ways, man. You know, women out here are more sick than men anyway. Like shit, the phone could be unlocked and he'll still couldn't find shit.
Yep.
Yeah, she be putting a joke up on the
face.
Yeah, my play cousin or some shit. He's like, okay, I ain't gotta go into that. And that'd be the they be like red flag. That'd be the main place I'd be going to. But yeah, man, speaking of cheating and all that shit, man, I was watching Ray Donovan. A little bit before we got on, and spoilers, y'all, if y'all watch Ray Donovan. If you don't, you're fucking up if you're not watching it. But one of the brothers that's on Ray Donovan, he's a fucking idiot. People know who it is, named Bunch. His wife is like a luchadora, so she's Mexican, so she was out, you know, doing a tour on that because he just couldn't hang because he, like, broke his shoulder, like, in the audition, so he couldn't even, like, do it with her. And she came back home and, like, told her that she cheated on him. And he was like, I just want you to leave. I want to keep the kid and you just leave. And she did it. Like, how does that happen? That shit don't happen in regular life, man. You know what? The woman would still be like, I want my kid. I want child support. Like, you the one cheated, bitch.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, man. But that, man, this season was dark as hell, man. His wife died of, like, brain cancer. Like, his whole life was just unfolding upon him. Like, his dad had been fucking up. His dad fucks up every season, man. Killed the head of the FBI agency. So getting them motherfuckers in hot water. He had shit on them. Yeah. Now that shit can come back to him. Like, man, people understand. When I was watching it, I was like, why is it Ray Donovan more popular than it is? Maybe because this shit on Showtime, man. Probably what it is. It's on Showtime. That show too good. It got something for everybody, man. You know, they throw in the sex, too. Like, that shit sex the fuck up. And
like everything else.
yeah, that shit unnecessary. But being a slave to shit, going back to Apple, man, just being a slave to it. And then I remember this one guy that reviews, his name is Brian Tong, or so seen that. He's talking about, this is the first time I ever felt dirty buying an iPhone, because, you know, it's $1,000.
Yeah. He's like... It's almost like buying a cheap hooker, to be honest.
It really is, man. He's like, man, when people getting hit by these hurricanes and everybody going through stuff, you know, the racial divide in our country, man. Yeah. He just like, I didn't feel right buying an iPhone for the first time in 6 years. He's like, man, it did not feel right. And Apple should be ashamed of themselves charging $1,000 for it when it only cost them $298 a piece, a unit, to make the fucking phone.
Yeah.
And it's record numbers. It's a record number of sales for the iPhone. So you know what that means? The customer base has set the price for the new iPhones from here on out. So all the iPhones from here on out will be a G or more. Mm. It's our fault for it because we complied and said it was okay. We're okay with the price. And they're saying record numbers for the phone.
Well.
Yeah, man. We're being slaves, dog.
Yeah.
We're being fucking slaves. But you know what's crazy? Speaking of the racial divide, I'm about to get on Tennessee in a minute, but it's this game called, you hear about this game called Wolfenstein 2, man?
Yeah.
When you have some time, go on YouTube. Y'all too, everybody's listening too. So pretty much Wolfenstein 2 is based off a video game where in alternate reality, Germany wins World War II. They drop a nuclear bomb on New York and they win, and pretty much they conquer the whole world. They bring German philosophy and everything to United States and all over, you know, pretty much all over the world. So just, you know, racism and hatred all over the world.
Yeah.
Man, that's some of the darkest shit I've seen. If you have a chance, just watch on YouTube. You could just watch, like, all the cutscenes from the game. That's pretty much all you need to see anyway. Mm-hmm. And they show, like, the KKK was running the South, like when they won, they rounded up all the black people, all the gay people, and all the Jews and killed them. So they took over the Ku Klux Klan just runs the South. all of the South, and then Germany runs all of the North. And then they showed if Hitler was still alive, they showed Hitler. And all this shit, man, this shit was fucking crazy, man. And
I believe it.
It just shows like if one or two, because I was watching it, it kind of like threw chills in my spine, because I was like, man, if one or two things would have went another way, man, history could have been changed.
It really could have. And people don't realize how close, you know, just some events in history, how close it could have been for, like, you know, I mean, there is no telling. We could be living in a German nationalist world right now here in America.
Yeah, dude.
Who knows? Maybe, you know, if somebody took the right turn or the wrong turn, we just never know.
Hold up, ST. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, guess who just acquired Jimmy Garoppolo? You'll see it on your phone.
Oh, where? Who?
The 49ers.
Oh, wow.
So what does that mean about Kirk Cousins?
That nigga finna be right back in D.C.
Yep.
Probably on another franchise tag.
Or he might go to another team. So
he might.
Wow. So they just said, fuck, waiting on Kirk Cousins. We're going to get Jimmy Garoppolo now. Wow.
Yep. I'll go ahead and just plug him into the season right now.
Yep. Just let him play out the rest of the season. Like, man, I don't know what's going on. Like, man, don't worry about it. Nobody else here does either.
Yeah.
like, straight up and just look at them niggas. Like, look at the quarterbacks in the room. Like, nobody else does either. Just take the fucking job.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, dude. Jimmy Garoppolo. And it was a second round pick, man. And people out.
I mean, but that's what the Patriots, you know.
That's what the Browns were offering this offseason. So what made them change now? I don't know. No, the Browns got to be pissed. They offered this shit in the offseason.
Yeah, you know they are. I think, I don't know, maybe there was a chance that, I don't know, maybe Bill Belichick felt like he wasn't going to, you know, do Jimmy in like that. Maybe kind of, you know, wanted to look out for him for a little bit, so at least send him to a franchise that had, you know, a chance to do something, you know, with this, you know, the Cleveland, you know, they're not, for the foreseeable future, they're not going to be about anything.
They ain't about to be about jack shit, dude. If I was the GM of Cleveland Browns, I'd be somewhere screaming. Like, what the fuck? Like, who would have gave you that pick? And that was going to be a high pick, too.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed, dude. Jesus Christ, I'd be pissed. But yeah, man.
That's nuts.
That's crazy, man. Now they got their quarterback of the future.
He
could ball, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can definitely ball, so they got that quarterback of the future. But yeah, man, but back to the game, man, and how just correlating with it was crazy because Complex Magazine actually talked to the director of the game and he said, when y'all working on Wolfenstein 2, did y'all think all this would be happening in America and how it's all kind of just coming true? And you know, in our eyes, just Nazi runners in the street. He was like, man, he was like, no. And then he was like, do you see this as being any kind of, you know, it's being kind of controversial or whatsoever? He was like, oh, man, I'm all about killing Nazis now or even back then. Like, they're the scum of the earth. They really are. But it's just crazy how, you know, they had those rallies out in Shelbyville and Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which I'm not surprised about.
Yeah.
Just more ignorant white men that don't want to put forth any effort. And want to just be given the job and just do bullshit on it when people are taking less pay for it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. As my wife likes to call it, the Million Massa March.
Hell yeah, dude. It's all it is, man. It's all it is, dude. It's crazy how the whole system is built for them.
Yeah.
But they still struggle.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for, you know, nobody white who doesn't take advantage of their 400 year head start. I don't feel sorry for anybody.
No.
You know, that's on you for, you know, not taking advantage of, you know, every opportunity that they give you.
You literally have to just stick to the script.
Yeah.
And follow the plan. Like, if your family already has a business, go into that business with that family. Or if you want to do something on your own, go ahead and do that bullshit. If you fail, come back and fall back on that.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, I say about a good be honest, maybe like 35% or 45% of whites have a business they can hand out to their children, compared to like maybe like 5 to 10% for any other race of people that's in America besides, you know, blacks.
Yeah.
We just had nothing to pass down. That's what we need to do. And the people just pass stuff down, create business so we can pass it down to our children, pass sustainable income down to our children so we have generational wealth. That's why they're ahead of us. It's just all economics, man. They just have generational wealth over us, man.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. But yeah, man, it just, like I tell people all the time, man, it's like this white dude was homeless, came to me, asked me for a dollar. And I laughed at his face. I was like, I said, huh. And I walked off. I'm like, man, ain't no way in hell. Number one, you probably out here just panhandling for fun. And you have a house to go to. And number two, if you are homeless, you probably had a fight with your mom or your dad and just go back home, man. Well, if you had a fight with your family, just go back home and just go and, you know, live, you know, suck that shit up, man.
Yeah.
It's an exception to the rule, but not that many.
Yeah, it is. From what I hear, you know, everything was, I guess, peaceful. There were no, I think only one person got arrested.
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah, Murfreesboro got some niggas in, you know, like some strong-minded niggas.
Yeah.
Like niggas is, yeah. Like niggas that, you know, ain't putting up with no bullshit. So I'm really surprised that actually nothing, you know, jumped off. But I think what they had in Murfreesboro, I think it led up to a different kind of thing on up the road in a town called Shelbyville.
Okay.
That's a more rural area.
Yep.
So that it's you know, they're less likely to come across people that have been kissed by the sun. So, you know, maybe they were just marching through Murfreesboro and it, you know, the events led up to Shelbyville. Cause, you know, I don't see too many, you know, black people in Murfreesboro that are just going to sit by and watch them, you know, do whatever, you know. Speak whatever, but
yeah,
you know.
I've been up in that bitch. If I was still up there, I've been up in that bitch with some damn mace. Well, that's a big ass mace can just spraying that bitch into the area.
Yeah,
ain't no way, dude. Ain't no way. Cause if you let them march, you pretty much are okay with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You bow down. You bow down to them. To a subconsciously, you bow down to them.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, let's look at the Cowboys, man. Like they pretty much. They got called out, you know, their manhood was called out by Jerry Jones. Mm-hmm. And like some suckers, they all just took it. They all said, yes, sir. And, you know, continue to, you know, act like wasn't nothing going on. But then, like, I don't know, man. I feel like this kneeling thing, man, is getting out of hand. Because, like, now we just kneeling just to be kneeling. You know, with the Texans. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, they kneeling because of what, you know, their owner said. And, I mean, outside of this, man, they going to forget about that. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy. Whatever, man. I don't know. Sometimes I think we look for reasons to call out racism.
you think it's getting to that point? But, like, man.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of troubled himself, though, man.
He did.
Yeah, he did, dog.
But at the same time, it's just we've gotten so used to being able to speak out against racism. It's got to the point where, oh, we can do this now. Oh, hey, I don't like the way you looked at me. I think that was racist.
Yeah, or like one of your friends come in from work. Yeah, Jim, I had some KFC for lunch, man. It was tasty. And then, like, after that, you see Jim take a knee. Like, I'm taking a knee on this shit, nigga. we should do a skit. Like, people, like, white people saying random shit that's, like, harmless. We started taking a knee. And then I'm with Cap. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just feel like look for reasons to kneel now. So, you know,
but it's
just getting out of hand.
Yeah, man. It's getting to the point where it's not being as effective.
Yeah.
Because after a while, things won't become effective anymore if it's just, you know, just thrown out there all willy-nilly all the time. It's almost like crying wolf to a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're constantly just crying wolf to shit, man. I see where you're coming from, man. It is kind of getting kind of excessive. But that inmate shit, man, was kind of,
Yeah, that was wrong.
That was kind of just pretty much letting you know
how they feel.
How they feel, his psyche about all this.
Yeah, yeah, his temperament on everything.
Yeah, man. So I'm kind of glad that Mr. Botman there said it. I'm also kind of pissed off that Tony Dungy bitch ass came out and defended him.
Well, I mean, Tony Dungy for the most part, Tony is an all around good guy.
He is, man.
So he looks for the best in everybody, which is good.
Yeah,
which is good.
Because remember when he was like coaching for the Colts?
Yeah.
Son committed suicide, man.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about that shit, man, when we were back in school, we were back in college, yeah. We were like, man, that nigga, he got everything going for him. Why would you commit suicide?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, dude, if your parents rich and you were underage, nigga, you rich.
Yeah.
Like, period, man. What the hell? But money and everything, man.
No, it's not. It goes to the point that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, ain't everything, but fuck it, it's everything.
Yeah. I'd rather have it than not.
Yeah, what was that Kanye West saying he said? I forgot what he said. Damn.
I know what you're talking about. I think it was on the, it was on the graduation CD, right?
Man, talking about, yeah, money. God damn it, I don't know.
Dang it. It'll probably hit me later.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about it. But yeah. Exactly, man.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, hey, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas podcast. Our weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean that every Wednesday if we can. At 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with your favorite podcasting services, which is iTunes, Audio Mac, Stitcher, and YouTube.
Right.
And then you can find us on your favorite social media sites, Instagram, with all the hoes bouncing that ass for free. And, and something out there looking for a catch at Blank Canvas ECST. And then on Twitter at the same handle at Blank Canvas ECST. And on Facebook at Blank Canvas ECST. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Man, dog. I'm not trying to take any of this lightly.
Yeah.
When I say this, man, but what's up with all these sexual assault charges, allegations come out of Woodward after Harvey Weinstein has been out, dude?
Yeah.
It's like everybody getting called out now, man. Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Another famous director in Hollywood. It seems like it's just everybody's coming forward now since the, I guess because the big domino fell, because he was like.
Yeah, he was the man.
He was the man, dog.
My wife and I, we were looking at, we was watching La La Land.
Mm.
And I think one of the previews, it was for a pretty, prominent movie that came out either this year or last year.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main producers of the movie was the Weinstein Company. So, as soon as I saw like his little logo, I said, my, have the mighty have fallen. So, man, yeah, as I said last week, man, you pissed the wrong person off and somebody is finally, made comfortable to where they can come out and speak their mind and reveal their truth and, grab a couple of sympathy cards off of it. The floodgates are going to open. So, we have been, it's funny. We were talking about Kevin Spacey. Family Guy, they made a joke about Kevin Spacey being gay a long time ago anyway. And I mean,
so you know what that means?
Yeah.
That was like an open secret in Hollywood.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, yeah.
If not, then, people could just look at his mannerisms like everybody else and you could just tell. Cause, I don't care what anybody say, you can look at people and I know that, you know, there's a stupid saying that, like, gaydar, but that shit is real.
Like, it is, man.
You can look at people and tell, all right, something's off with this nigga. Like, for real. Like, I know something is off with you.
Yeah.
Like, I can just look at the way you act, and I can just tell. And if you don't say it now, pretty soon, if you say it later, I won't be surprised.
Yeah, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with it, man. Just, like ST say, man, live your truth, dog. That's how you want to be, man. That's how you want to live that way. I don't know why Kevin Spacey waited this long, especially...
Well, I guess because his, you know, his career is, you know, just about, it's on the back nine, but, you know.
I don't know, people come out of being gay and their career can flourish, man. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's true. But I think still,
I wonder what the statistics are, because you know the statistics are being ran in Hollywood as far as gay actors, how much do they bring in, people that were known as being straight and then they become gay.
Yeah.
How much revenue did they lose? They have those statistics.
So I think maybe I think maybe some of the parts that, you know, why people don't want to, you know, be out forth, you know, outright with it is because there's still some shame in there.
I guess so, man. It seems like so. Man, to me, it seems like, man, being gay is a thing to do, man. Like, real talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the trend right now.
Yeah, man. Like, if I was gay in this day and age, and I was hiding, I'd be dumb to hide it. It seems like you get more props being gay now.
Yeah.
You get
more love.
Get more love being gay, dude. So I don't, shit. If I was gay, I'd come out and be seeing it, man.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Really don't. Cause I guess Kevin Spacey thought like all of his true fans are heterosexual males. And women.
Yeah.
And I guess some women to stop watching because he's not desirable anymore, but women love gay dudes.
Yeah, they do. But I don't know, maybe he thought somewhere in his mind that he may, you know, may be a sex symbol to somebody.
Yeah, I guess so, man, because, you know, he's been around for decades.
Yeah, for a long time.
He's been around for a long time, man. But I hope everybody, you know, gets justice and finally gets some closure on, you know, this Weinstein case. But it seemed like every woman he came in contact with, he tried them. He tried every one of them, dude.
Yeah.
That motherfucker thought he was untouchable, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. He was too.
Yes, he was. I mean, let's just think about this for a second. Let's just, you know, let's just look on the other side of the table. The same thing was being said about Bill Cosby.
Yep.
So, you know, we can no longer castrate Bill Cosby or R. Kelly or any other of these black stars that are out here doing the same stuff when you got people right in your backyard doing the same shit.
Yeah, dude. And I remember I put a tweet out, man, under CNN when like more people came out, just more accusers came out. I was like, man, I hope people come at Weinstein with the same vitriol they did with Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
and I had a sister tweeted at me. He's like, you know they not. I'm like, man, yeah, that's true, man. They're not gonna give that bad press to him.
No,
they're gonna keep shit under wraps. They're gonna start shedding these hoes up. Watch, they're gonna start shedding.
Oh, yeah. If they don't start, you know, paying them off, they're gonna start killing them off.
Hell yeah, man. But Cosby, like, come on out.
Yeah.
Come on out, anybody.
You ain't getting shit.
Yeah. And with Cosby, they were bringing out people that was like nowhere near him anywhere in his whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it'll work. Come on out, man. Yeah, yeah. You said you touched him? Yeah, go ahead. Like, it makes no sense, man. But
yeah,
it just shows, man, how when some put on the other foot, man, just how different it is, how everything is skewed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just like when people, like, when there's mass shootings and you like, man, I just hope it ain't a brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear it because, you know, they just add on to it like, yeah, y'all thugs or whatever. But it just shows, man. And they get treated a different way.
Yeah.
Because just like Hitler said, man, control the media. You control the minds of everybody that watches it.
Yeah.
Shit's fucked up, man.
I was reading a report
mm-hmm.
about, you know, this is something that everybody does. Usually, especially, you know, when it's hot, everybody gets in their car and the first thing they do is turn on the AC.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading a report that says, do not do that. When you get in your car and, you know, it's hot, let your car warm up
mm-hmm.
before you cut on your AC. Like, roll your windows down and let your car warm up, because there have been reports, there have been studies that say that high levels of benzene, which, if you don't know what benzene is a very high polluting toxin that has been causing cancer for, I don't know, I guess however long they've been making ACs in cars.
Fuck.
So I think it's a cancer accelerator. So people, you know, it's just one of the things. It's like, you know, on a hot day, like the level of benzene that's in your car when you turn the AC on is, I think, four times the amount of regular
mm-hmm.
Of regular benzene. I think they said the normal amount is like 50, around 50 or 60, but on a hot day it could be like anywhere between 4,000 and 5,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch out for that, y'all. Like, you know, let your car warm up and then, you know, then cut your AC on, because, you know, there's stuff like that, man. That junk is real. Benzene is not a joke.
Man, ain't no telling, man. I think, man, Wi-Fi signals could be fucking us up too, dude.
It really could.
I be thinking, you know, about that shit, man. That's fucking weight. That's internet waves, man. That's constantly getting, that we're constantly walking through or sitting next to all day.
Yeah.
Man, just everything causes cancer.
Know. Yeah, we just don't know.
We don't know. That shit's fucking crazy. Yeah. Hey, man, speaking of which, go back on cell phones. Hey, you remember when I was in a group chat, you know, texting everybody, you know, me and the boys, till you left it, and I don't blame you. Believe me. Hold on, man. Let me tell you. Okay, family, Blake Cameron's family, let me tell you about my boy ST, man. Like, me and my boys, we'll always, like, get, like, a group chat going. You know what I'm saying? He'll join when we first start up, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, halfway through that bitch, he'll just leave, and you'll see it be like, ST has left the group chat. And every time he leave the group chat, everybody always say the same thing. They're like, man, I'm surprised you last this long. But get back to it, man. Remember what I was talking about? I want that Pixel.
Yeah.
Nigga, how about the screens are burning in, the screen quality, the screens are fucking up, and the audio quality fucking up on these phones.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So I'm glad I went ahead and became a sucker and got worried about, you know what I'm saying? I got worried about having to, you know, buy new shit and, like, learn.
Yeah, a whole new operating system.
Like, find another way to put my music on my phone and all that other stuff.
Yeah, just simple stuff.
Yeah, simple shit, man. So I went ahead and just, you know, succumbed to, you know, the slave of the Apple. Yeah, man. Speaking of slave and people that don't figure shit out, man, you saw, you see what OJ been doing recently?
Nah, what they mean?
OJ up here with some white women.
He ain't learned.
White women up here in Vegas, dog. And then, speaking of having learned and rubbing the shit in, guess what kind of car he has?
What?
An all white Bentley SUV, nigga. It looks just like the Bronco, dog. That nigga rubbing that shit in, dog. Idiot, dude.
That nigga did that shit.
Just like on Family Guy.
Yep.
At the end of it, was like, look, I remember at the end of the Family Guy, everybody was just standing there. He's like, yeah, look, man, everybody's something wrong with everybody.
Yeah.
And then he, like, cuts off a woman's head and stabbed two more people. And then he runs away, and then, like, Peter Griffin says, oh, yeah, he might have did it. Yeah. Yes, he did do it.
Yeah.
It'd be funny on his deathbed, he says it, like, I killed them. That shit would be, dog. You know what? People be like, man, Johnny Cochran, and that was the dream team.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Yeah, it was Dream Team anyway. It was, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't think he did it. You know, that's just a black in me.
Yeah.
I'm black. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, like there's a piece of me that doesn't think he did it, but it's just too much. He does so much nigga shit that it just allows me not to say, you know, that nigga's innocent.
Yeah, like I just Googled OJ Simpson's new car and I'm seeing like just pictures of like when the verdict was announced and there's like one guy in a Tommy Hilfiger shirt and got a do-rag on, jumping up in the sky, and like a white man in a business right behind him, looking like his world just ended.
Ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, man. This literally just told the whole world what black people see in America every single day, dude.
Yeah.
And it's always been racially. There's never been a post-racial society in America. It's always been.
Yeah.
It will be as long as I'm alive. And I hate to say it, as long as if I do have kids, as long as they're alive, I think everything's gonna always be around, man.
Yeah.
It's just sad, dude. It's just sad, man.
Mm.
Yeah. It's funny. One of my friends that's a 49ers fan talking about Jimmy Garoppolo though. I don't know, man.
It might turn out to be, you know, something great for them.
How much better is he than Kirk Cousins, though? That's the thing, because we only have a small sample size.
That's the thing. We don't know, because he's only played, what, how many games? Two?
Yeah, two.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. For all we know, Kirk Cousins probably surpassed him, because, he has, you know, more game time experience.
Hell yeah, he got a lot of games under his belt, dude, so...
So, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll definitely see about that, man. But, yeah.
Shoot, tell us what's going on in D.C. by 45.
Man, this nigga 45, dog. the FBI is investigating a company. Let me pull this shit up, dude. This motherfucker here. So, there's a company that was trying to... Everybody know Puerto Rico got hit by the hurricanes. And there's this company out of nowhere called Whitefish. Came out of nowhere and they called a $330 million contract to actually, you know, go down to Puerto Rico and help them restore their electricity and, you know, get things back up and running with their grid and, you know what I'm saying, reinforce it just in case the hurricane come through so long, you know, hurt them and feel them as bad because 95% of the country still doesn't have electricity.
Mm.
And it says it's going to be like, it'd be like up to 50 to 75% by December, people get their electricity back. So people still don't have electricity. I remember when I didn't have electricity in my spot, man. I almost lost my mind. That was like a day and a half, and I was about to lose my shit.
Yeah.
So, man, think about weeks, man.
Yeah.
Think about weeks. I mean, might be able to see your favorite Instagram hoe shake her ass for you. Just think about that. But the FBI is investigating the company because before the contract was signed, Whitefish only had two members, two employees. And come to find out, that shit was connected. That job was connected to Donald Trump, and that was one of his little cell companies, one of his little companies that he kind of had a little stake in. And he wanted to get a cut of $330 million, man. So they had to go ahead and cut that, and they got to get somebody else. This motherfucker right here, dude, will not learn.
No.
And then his campaign managers got brought in for a conspiracy against the United States of America and conspiring with Russia for the.
It's blatant treason.
Yeah, it's pretty much treason, man. He's still getting impeached.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's blatant treason, but they won't call it that. They'll call it something else. They'll find a way to, I don't know, maybe, I guess, if they do convict him, he might, you know, get a little slap on the wrist, but, you know, how crooked 45 is, man, I can see his attorneys finding all kinds of loopholes. To get out of the court hearings, you know, pretty much. I can see them just jumping all kinds of loopholes just to not even appear in court and probably just, you know, just pay his way out of it.
Yeah, man.
I can see that happening.
I can see it happening, man. I can see him getting off. He ain't never gonna. They ain't never gonna stick nothing to him anyway, man.
Nah.
Nah, dude. This motherfucker here is pretty much bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like, he could come out tomorrow and be like, man, let's. Y'all can run with many wetbacks, niggers, and whatever, Jews, everything you want. You got 24 hours. You know, if he came out and said that shit, motherfuckers would be on. These motherfuckers would be on it.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I guarantee you one thing else, though.
What?
I bet that there'll be some people marching on D.C.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. It'd be over, man. Like, people be going inside the White House.
Oh, yeah, I bet they would. I bet they would march on the White House.
Yeah, dude, because that'd be crazy, man. But I don't see that happen. Right?
You never know.
I wouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah, if they bold enough to put, you know, what's the name of that dumbass gun law in Florida?
Stand Your Ground.
Yeah, if they bold enough to do that shit, then I don't see them putting a purge situation. I don't put past them.
Like, dude, that'd be insane if that joke ever happened.
Yeah,
just be a purge for one night. You know that joke only lasts 1 year because it didn't see the numbers would be dwindling on one side. They'd be like, wait a minute, he came prepared. Hell yeah, dude. And wasn't the rule of the purge you couldn't go in people's houses or something like that?
No.
You don't, like, mess with people on the street?
No, you could go. There was no holes barred. Like, it was.
Damn.
It didn't matter. Yeah, you can go in people's houses. You could, you know, drag people out. It didn't matter.
Damn.
Purge was, you know, no rules.
Yeah, it'd be funny if somebody, like, they did, like, a parody of the purge and the person, like, forget the date. Like, oh, shit, man. I ain't got no bullets. I'm fucked up. That'd be a funny-ass movie. Like, a person just forgot about the purge. But got the purge going on. It should be funny as shit. Like, man, goddamn it, man. Shit. And, like, they showed, like, a flashback where he was just, like, wrecking, like, Havoc the year before.
Yeah.
It'd be, like, somebody, like, remembered his ass and go back and get him.
Yep.
That shit would be hilarious, dude. Oh, that shit would be hilarious. But, man, you got anything else for the news?
Nah, man, I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, I ain't got shit either, man. So let's go ahead and get to the top.
Let's get it.
All right. So, you know, man, it's been, you know, we ain't got shit to talk about. So what I want everybody to do is I want you to click on your browsers. And I want you to type. I know when they hear this shit, they be like, these niggas ain't shit. I want y'all to type in MediaTakeOut.com. We're going to just go over some bullshit that's on MediaTakeOut. Man, I'm sorry, man. Ain't shit going on, man. I'm gonna fuck around with this shit. Because, like, we were literally, like, off. Like, before we started the show, we were just on MediaTakeOut. Because I was like, man, I ain't been on MediaTakeOut like 2 years. Let's see what's on this bitch. We were like, we saw some shit on here. We started, like, had some funny banner. We was like, man, fuck it. Let's make the show about this. So, dude, like, hey, where you want to start? You want to start off with Omarion?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, all this bullshit. Where is it? I can't even find this shit no more. Hold on. Let's see where this bullshit at. So.
It ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, it sure ain't. And I refreshed it. See, some new shit came up. So, it probably got shuffled.
Nope, it's still right there.
Let me see it.
I just refreshed it too.
Yeah, so you get this one in, man, because I don't even see this shit. What the fuck is it?
Alright, it should be.
It's on the left side.
It's on the right side.
Okay, oh, okay, that's probably why I fucked up. I was looking on the left one. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So that's about. So these niggas on here talking about R&B singer Omarion is now so whack that even his free concerts are empty. Dang, his career is over. I'm just like, man, okay, so on the pictures, they showing like one dude standing in the middle of a field, ain't nobody there, like all the seats empty, even in the arena seating.
Yeah.
And then they show like somebody on the stage, you can't see if it's Omarion or not, and it's like maybe 20 people out there standing up there looking at him. And then I'm like, man, they so dirty. It's like a fucking sound check, man. This definitely doesn't even look real. We were just laughing about how dirty some people could be, how they could just, you know, get pictures of sound checks and be like, hey, man, this nigga career over, man. We can run with this.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he was overseas somewhere. And I don't know, I guess the premise of the joke is that he didn't show up. He refused to show up at a press conference. And so I guess all the people, the citizens of this country just decided, you know what, since you don't come to the press conference, we ain't coming to your show. So, you know, I think somebody was just trying to, you know, make a running joke of Omarion and, you know, take pictures of his, you know, his sound check, you know, I guess the night before or whatever. But I mean, to be totally honest though, Omarion, his career hasn't really gone anywhere ever since, ever since he joined Maybach Music. Like, it hasn't.
Yeah,
you know,
it is true, dude. He did shit since he joined them.
I think I'm trying to think. Was he on Self Made 3 or was it Self Made 4? I can't remember. It was one of them two. But, you know, when he first joined Maybach, everybody was like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's kind of odd,
but okay.
Yeah.
It's
looking like something. Maybe we'll, you know, check it out. But, I guess, he put out projects, but nobody really checked them out. And I don't know. So I can't really say that this is too far-fetched because it could be the truth. It could be the fact that nobody's actually showing up for his shows.
Yeah,
so,
dude, that's funny as hell, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, somebody, big ups to Navy and Preston, influence of people that are teaching Marianne and future American guests a lesson. Don't disrespect us. Right. It's funny because it's actually like showing like one man in the middle of like an empty ass like concert field with his hands in his pockets, and like you can distinctly see his shadow in every direction. Like nobody even like cares. Nobody even like over his fucking shadow, dude.
Yeah.
God damn, Marianne, man, like that, dog. You got an ice. If that was me, I'd be like, they got an ice box with my. Y'all niggas out here, man. Fuck y'all niggas, man. I'm good, man. Man, fuck y'all niggas, man. Hey, here another one that's funny as hell. Well, not really funny, but they're talking about Instagram model gets sexually assaulted inside of a grocery store. Like, what?
Yeah.
Now, when did it get to the point where these women were considered models?
I guess ever since, like, you could, you know, come from that and I guess star in a music video. I guess that's when they got hot. Just whenever, you know, I guess you're deemed successful if you've been in a few pictures and then like all of a sudden you show up in somebody's video. I'm trying to think. I think ever since I think she goes by Lola Love or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, man. Good God.
I think that's when it started. Girl. What was her name?
I don't know. This girl is an Instagram model to me. God damn, this ass is ridiculous. All right, y'all. Go ahead and go to Instagram. I changed my mind. All right. Her name is Zahra Elise. It's Zahraelise. Like, type that shit in and like type in Instagram. And look at her second picture. And it's a flashback Friday of her just oiling her butt up. So, all right, you're a model, sweetie. All right. You got it. I got no.
I mean, she's not a bad looking girl. But,
but it is kind of messed up, man. So, on the video, homeboy was talking to her. I guess this is down the frozen food aisle. And she has on like a hoodie and she's covered up and she got a book bag on.
Yeah.
And, like, he talking to her or whatever. And then, like, you know, he go up for a little hug, and she hugs him from the side, so she doesn't get him a full hug.
Yeah.
And then
kinda like one of those, like, nigga, you ain't getting none kind of hug.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be nice, because, you know. And then, like, he hugs her and then, like, grips her ass real quick. And then she, like, fucking Floyd Mayweather his ass and hit him with a 1-2 combination and push him up against, like, the little frozen, like, the countertop. And then he gonna run off, and he gonna run and like throw his hoodie over his head and like run off.
Like The funny thing is like, he waited until he got like 5 feet from the camera and then put his hoodie on. I'm like, nigga, we see you.
Yeah, put the hoodie on as you're hugging her. Like, you know, if you would go, if this was what you, like, pretty much in his mind, he's probably just like, hey man, I'm gonna grip this ass, she down for it, I'm fucking tonight. You know, that's probably what he was thinking, dog.
Probably so.
Yeah, he probably was. Probably thought she was easy, man. These women.
Probably did.
Man, 9 out of 10, man, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, man. Have these women that be doing this stuff on Instagram, they're not easy. They just looking for.
They not easy if you don't have the means to support it.
I'm trying to throw them a ball, ST, but go ahead.
Nah, you can't.
Tell me how you really feel.
you can't throw them no. Man, come on. We all know what they end game is.
Yeah.
You came up rolling to her with like a bankroll. She probably would have been laughing.
Yep. And then if you would have gripped it, she probably would have got wet when she saw the money. About the money, but since he didn't have no money on him, she like a bum. Yeah. She hit her with them Tabo lessons they be doing.
Yeah, but I mean, but bottom line though, this was straight up disrespectful.
I was, man. Like, Jesus,
you just don't. Like, you don't do that.
No, man, you don't intrude anybody's personal space, man. Yeah, especially when period, man. I don't care if they're the biggest porn star in the world, and even on their videos, while they have it, it's like, yeah, I'll fuck anybody. it's just acting, man.
Yeah.
Like, all this they're doing, and all this as you see is Photoshop acting, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. Yeah, like, dude. You got to be careful about that. Especially, you know, another good, you know, thing about that is...
And she's in the military, too?
Oh man, yeah, that's why she bogarted him real good.
Yeah, she used to be in the military. That's why she put
them dum dums on that nigga.
Yeah.
Put
them on me.
Yeah. But nah, like, yeah, even in the workplace, man, like, you gotta watch out for stuff like that. You know, people flirt and things, but
yeah, man.
You know, that doesn't mean that you have a right to invade somebody's personal space and, you know, have your way or whatever. And, you know, but you know, this is one of those situations where being an Instagram model doesn't work out for the best.
Yeah, it really don't, man. It don't.
You know, it's that stigma, you know, that you know, as we said, women are easy, and, you know, is that it don't work out, man. So, you know, shout out to homegirl for, you know, for making dude, you know, pay for, you know, his crime.
Oh, my God. Man, she, that dog. She had on some, let me see this shit.
You stupid.
She had on some workout shorts, and she like hiking them bitches up. God damn, all right, man, let's talk about something. God damn, okay, follow, all right.
You stupid.
You went from 625,000 to 625,001, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and hit her with a follow. She is, you know, giving up the goods. No! All right. All right, man. On to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see us out in public, you know what I'm saying? You gave you some clout. You know what I'm saying? Give me a real hug. I ain't gonna touch your ass. You know what I'm saying? I can give you a hug. I'm just fucking around, but... Let's go to this shit, man.
Yeah.
Because I sent this shit to the group chat, but you're not in the group chat no more, so you didn't see this shit. Man, I sent this picture to the group chat, and it shows Nicki Minaj got her butt extra inflated.
I just saw that, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. No, it's like, it's like cartoonish, nigga. Like,
it's unbearable. Yeah. Like, it doesn't look right.
Yeah, it can't be healthy to do that shit, can it?
I don't know, man. And the sad thing is, it's like you think about the nigga that is, you know, I guess on her side, like Nas, man, like this nigga, like you can tell he hadn't shown any kind of growth from, you know, when he was younger and was beefing with Jay-Z, because this nigga is still after the same type of females that he was with when he was, you know, on top. And it's just like, nigga, when you gonna wake up? Like, this is a show.
Yeah. This is all about, man. This is all about just, you know, trying to get his in. Because he's an older cat now. Because Nas, what's Nas, like 45?
It easy.
And Nas got that money now, man. God, dog. Yeah. He said, fuck rap. That nigga making like, he be 44. He making that real shit. Making that real fucking money, man.
But it took him so long to finally get there, though.
Yeah, it took him a minute. But he finally made it, man.
You know, his worth ethic, I've heard, isn't the greatest.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, who said that? That was recent. Somebody said that nigga don't have a real poor work ethic. See, lazy niggas? There is hope.
Yeah.
Whose world is this? Niggas. Lazy niggas. Whose world is this? Lazy niggas. My bad. Go ahead, man.
But no, man, like, you know, is Nicki's self, is her self-image this bad?
It's always, I guess it's always been that way, but like on the title kind of says it all, keeping it real. It says Nicki Minaj got her butt extra inflated so that she could compete with Cardi B, because Cardi B coming with it lyrically. Is everybody fucking with Cardi B right now? I'm not really fucking with her. But everybody fucking with Cardi B, as far as like everybody's saying like everything she's been on, everything she's been featured on has been hot according to like the streets. Yeah. Nicki Minaj does this shit every time when somebody come out that's hot, like that, like that, that Dyke rapper. What's her name? MIA, her?
Young MA.
Yeah, Young MA. When Young MA came out, man, she a couple of days later she was like standing outside with some booty shorts on, all the way up her ass crack. And you can like see her whole butt. She had like a million likes for it, man. That's what she does, man. Every single time.
Well, you know, Nicki has it. Nicki hasn't been about the music for a long time.
Yeah, man.
And I think anything, when somebody else comes out and they got music to support whatever functions that they're doing, Nicki, for some reason, instead of going and being about the music, she goes and pulls off a, you know, some kind of stunt.
Yeah.
And I think ever since she put out that pop album, you know, people aren't messing with Nicki anymore. And I remember a time when Nicki was considered better than a lot of the men that were doing, they were rapping.
Like,
it was a point, like, no doubt. Like, you cannot deny when Nicki was rapping, you cannot deny that.
Yeah.
Like, she had the game. She had the game twisted around her finger for a little bit. And then, you know, things started going crazy with her and Homeboy. And then all of a sudden, she started dipping off into some other things, you know, started doing American Idol and things. And I thought that it was great, but I thought it was too early for her. I felt like, she started getting into, you know, meaningless beefs with, like, you know, Mariah Carey and all that stuff.
Yeah, man, that was like, weird.
It just really brought her credibility down.
Yeah.
So instead of her being about the music, she on some dumb shit. So now, like, nobody can take her serious anymore. And so now that, you know, Lil Wayne trying to sell Young Money, trying to liquidate, you know, everything that is Young Money.
Oh, like, what?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
Oh shit, Nicki, fuck Drake's okay.
That nigga tired of, you know, waiting for Birdman to pay him, so he's like, yo, let me liquidate this crap. Let me get something out of it because, you know, I'm not getting what I deserve. So at this point, if they do liquidate the label, more likely her contract is going to be sold to somebody. And who knows, whoever gets a hold of that contract, who knows if they'll actually ever put out another Nicki Minaj album out. So she's painting herself into a corner. And it's just stuff like this is continuing to bring her career down. Instead of her being about the music, you know, apparently there was a song that the Migos put out. They leaked, I guess. And it had her and Cardi B on the same track. And I guess Nicki was pissed off about that. But instead of her capitalizing off of that, instead of her being mad, she could use that as a platform to get back on her music tip. But she ain't gonna do that because she's too busy, like, you know, posing for the camera. And I understand, like, you want to live that life, you know, to be in the spotlight and all that junk. That's cool. But get on the music, because that's what brought you to the dance. Outside of music, no one cares about it. No one cares about what you're doing. Get back on the music. Get back on the music. Stop all this dumb shit.
Yeah, dude. These
it looks weird.
Yeah, it's starting to look real bad, man. It's starting to look funny style. You know what I'm saying? Not dog. You mean again, Mexican prison gangs are beating inmates on live stream and tagging their relatives to get them to pay protection money. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
On live stream, nigga.
Hey, let me see. Damn, Nick, what the nigga got his hand?
What is it? A wrench.
there's a broken, it's a broken broomstick. And like the dude trying to like protect his shins, and the dude was just going in on his ass. They need money for the, like, I seen some dudes like prison cells.
Yeah.
It looked like just like a 14 to 15 year old rich kid's room.
Yeah.
But they pretty much got a like computer, got a CD player, you know, flash screen TV and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it's gotten in prison now, because they know they're not getting out, and they know they're in there for some bullshit anyway, so they're like, might as well make the best of it.
Yeah.
The most of, you know, the bullshit.
But what do you think about that? Like, you know, what do you think about the people that I guess, could you call this extortion? No, I don't think you can call this extortion.
It depends on if that person got love outside in the streets.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
So I guess, what does this say about the administration that's running this prison? Like, it seems as if they're not doing anything to protect the inmates.
They probably getting niggas a cut. They probably getting a cut out of that shit. Like, yeah, get this motherfucker. He has money. They probably like letting people know.
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep. I would not doubt that. Oh, man.
That's nuts.
Nobody give a fuck anymore about this shit.
No, man.
Emily from Love & Hip Hop just announced that she and rapper Fabulous are married. Okay. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, most of it. Yeah, but
F-A-B-O. Oh yeah, man, get up on Sanaa Lathan's supposed sister. Actually, Sanaa Lathan's alleged stepsister works at a strip club and says, well, she got a face at least as pretty as Sanaa's, but her body is crazy. And I'm talking about they were right. Let me see. I need to find this whole Instagram, because goddamn. This shit's ridiculous, man. This bitch looking like she ready to bust an action. And I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Like, for real, though. These hips are on point, and you can tell she's natural. But, dog. She looking, this shit looking like, man, like a fucking damn Bojangles tailgate pack, nigga. Shit, you know, tailgate pack come with 8 pieces, 2 sides, and 4 biscuits, nigga. God damn,
yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. Shit, I'm like, this girl right here is holding on to something, man. Like a fucking damn army tank.
Yeah.
No, I need to call this bitch fucking Voltron. Yeah, man. Awesome other like nigga news that came out, man. Quavo from Migos and Cardi B got engaged. That's nothing but publicity stunt.
Yeah, it is, dude.
That's more helping out Cardi B than it is helping out Quavo, really.
It is, man.
Migos don't need
Not Quavo, but Offset.
Offset, yeah, my bad. Yeah, Offset, yeah.
Well, because think about it. It's Offset. It's not Quavo.
Yeah,
it's,
you're right.
it's Offset. Like, you know, I think the only thing that... the only thing that people, I guess, if it mattered more is if Offset was a bigger member of the group, but he's not.
No.
He's the you know, he's the, unfortunately, the third wheel.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
One of those.
If it wasn't for, you know, his homies holding him down, you know, Offset, you know, I mean, he really wouldn't matter. But, you know, I was watching Everyday Struggle, you know, with Joe Buttons and DJ Academics.
Oh yeah, speaking of Academics, they got his girl up on here, dude. She looks straight.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why she have her ass open up on a bar stool though? Like,
I don't know.
How is that?
That's unsanitary as hell.
Yeah, man, no. Well, somebody probably licked that shit.
probably did.
Nasty-ass lick.
Nasty, yeah.
Hey, she gone? Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, man, what you think about that show, man? Because I still ain't watched that jump.
I love it, dude.
Does it come on
every day?
Oh, come on every day? Oh, okay.
Yeah, every day. But they were talking about the whole Cardi B and Offset situation. They were, and they were saying that I guess Atlantic Records was mad at Joe for putting it out there that he thinks that their whole relationship was pieced together by Atlantic. Like I guess advising her to A, be with him. And then I guess later, break up with him to, I guess gain her more popularity. So, you look at their relationship. I don't know, man. Like it's convenient. It's convenient how things happen, man. It just looks so convenient.
It looks so convenient. Yeah, man. It's fake.
Like 21 Savage and Amber Rose, like you said a couple episodes ago, it's probably something that was just pieced together.
Yep.
To make,
both of them pop off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We both get attention, I get to smash you. So, win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for fucking 21 Savage. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's funny, man. What's up with Young Jock, man?
What's going on with Young Jock?
You know about the dress situation? That nigga was,
Oh yeah, that shit home, man. He came out and said yeah, man, I did that for money, man. That was for money. You gotta go out here and get this money. I'm like, nah, baby, but you're selling your manhood for money. So that ain't.
Yeah. You know, it was just funny. I was watching 21 Savage. He came out and he apologized. On behalf of all the, soft niggas?
Yeah, pretty much like, man, for all the Atlanta niggas, man, I apologize for the bullshit. We gotta get this shit together. And yeah. I was like, man, yeah, man, we do. Because like, that shit's like, ratchet, man.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, I was thinking, like, 21, I don't know if you can really talk, man, because you was out there, with a Captain Save-A-Hole sign.
Yeah, and like, South niggas taking the L right now, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if you are, quite... the best spokesperson on as far as getting our niggas out of this lame shit right now.
Hell yeah, man. Like you can't be the one to talk when you out there, not even really representing for the Atlanta, the Atlanta people.
Yeah. Here's another one, with everything going wrong with Usher's life right now. They called him, out in his Halloween costume. Dressed as Rick James, and I'm not gonna lie,
Jesus,
that nigga looked fruity than a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. There have been rumors about him and Diddy from years ago.
Yes, there has.
Yeah, man. So I wouldn't even put it past, man, Usher, man.
I don't either.
I wouldn't put it past him at all, dude. I wouldn't put it past him or
Diddy.
Yeah.
They have been saying stuff about Diddy for a while too, though.
Yeah, they have, man. Yeah.
And it's just, it's just funny, man. Like, some people, it's not all of them, but it's almost as if some people kind of escape, like, gay rumors for, like, a small amount of time.
Yeah, just like on Family Guy with Tom Cruise talking about, get away from me, gay thoughts. And, like a thought bubble above and smiling. Like, yeah, because there were rumors about... Diddy, what's that dude name? What's the producer name? Like the record producer, L.A. Reid.
Yep.
Yeah, man. All them dudes.
Was it L.A. or was it somebody else? I think it was somebody else.
Quincy Jones?
No.
I don't know if we've had Quincy either.
I'm trying. Yeah, I wouldn't either. Well, he's been famous for working with kids. So, I don't know. I don't think it's L.A. Reid though.
No.
It's another black guy. I forgot what his name was though. But nah, man, he's known, he's full on gay. Like people know him as being gay. But it's just funny to see how some stars kind of escape, you know, gay rumors for a little bit, and then, you know, and then something else happens, and then, you know, they kind of caught right back up in rumors, and then it goes away again.
Case in point, Cordell Stewart.
Yes, nigga.
Dog, he is a prime example for this shit, man. Like, he forever get caught up in gay rumors. And then, like, this last one had a picture of him with the man in the room. And he just keep on denying it. Just keep on trying to fake sue people and trying to sue people for defamation of character. And just come on out, man.
Yeah.
Come on out, dude. It's okay.
Like, why do you think, well, I guess there could be multiple reasons why he and his ex-wife broke up. But Portia's not a bad looking woman. And I don't know, I guess, what happened between them, but you gotta, I guess, maybe she signed some kind of waiver, some kind of non-disclosure agreement that she, you know, that she would, I guess, never come out about his, you know, life. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she found out about that nigga. But, I don't think I've ever heard her talk about why she and Cordell, you know, divorced and all that. I'm thinking maybe she called him up.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. It's just so much, man, that we don't know. Being on that side of the fence.
Yeah, dude. What's one thing? What's one like rumor that hasn't really been, you know, clarified or just had a simple approval being true that you would like to know about? Like, what's one thing in the world that you like to know about?
Oh, man.
That's kind of been out there where it kind of could be true, but we just don't know.
Yeah. Oprah. I want to know, like...
Oh, yeah, she gay. Ain't, man. Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and tell you now. She gay.
I don't know, man. Like, you... I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I would like to know how close she and Gail is, like, for real.
Man,
like, and Stedman too, though, because, you know, I don't know. I think Stedman be smashing it out.
Would you play the role of Stedman for that money?
Nigga, I'd be Stedman every day of the week.
Hell yeah, dude. Every day! It's like, you can't cheat on me, but you gotta live this life for me. I'm like, cool.
Like, I'm not giving up my manhood. I'm not defaming my character. I'm making you look normal, and I'm getting paid for it.
Hell yeah, man. So, shit. Yeah, I'll be stabbing. Man, I'll be stabbing in a heartbeat.
Give me them checks, Oakland.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna never say nothing. Even if you ain't messing with me no more, I ain't gonna never say nothing.
Nope. Nah, baby. Like, yeah, the only thing you can do, you can almost, like, come out, as long as you don't come out in public and say anything bad about my manhood as far as, like, me being gay or something, and the rumors aren't true.
All bets are off if you do that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go, all your shit coming out. But other than that, man. All your shit coming out, but if you know what I'm saying, if you don't cross the line, man, fuck it. I'll let you live your life.
2 years. Yeah,
every time I see you, be judge your ass in my head. Like, this bitch just don't want to be true. Look at this. Oh, poor baby.
I got $100 million in the bank.
Man, I got that money. Yeah, JT money. Oh man, but you see anything else on here, man?
Nah, man.
I don't see shit, man. We good, man. You know, we fucked up this episode, man. But I hope y'all got a couple of good laughs, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We gave them a couple of, you know, advertisement dollars, man. But shit, man. That's it, man. Go ahead and send us on out there, bitch, ST.
Yeah, like always, man. We want to thank y'all for joining us for another week of the Blank Canvas ECST podcast. We want to thank y'all for allowing us into your earbuds, into your homes, into your cars, your work. You know, we just want to take the time to thank y'all for everything, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Hit us up on all of our social media. As EC mentioned before, YouTube, Stitcher, Audio Mac, iTunes. Keep hitting us up. Get them, you know, we need them subs, y'all.
Get them subs up, them followers up, man. You know what I'm saying? Spread the fucking word.
Yeah, hit us up.
Blank Canvas Ministry, man. So we can get his Instagram hoes in our dicks. So we ain't gotta we gotta be going in the grocery store getting free fill-ons, man. Come on, help us out, man.
and pushed in the meat locker.
Yeah, yeah, man. And getting two-pieced.
Shit. Give us suggestions about the show. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us, you know, new ideas for the show.
Rate us, man. Rate us on iTunes, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, do all of that.
Be shy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Only if you're going to get fours or fives.
Yeah, we need all that. So we keep giving y'all great content. Be on the lookout for, you know, things coming down the pipeline. I know we've been saying this for, you know, for weeks now, but believe us, you know, when we tell you we got some stuff coming for y'all. And it's gonna be right when y'all get it, when we get it, and y'all get it in your hands. So just keep us in mind. Be on the lookout. And finally, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there's no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
Be the light, y'all, man. We love y'all, man. Stay blessed, man. And shit, man. Keep your head on a swivel, man. It's crazy in these streets.
As always. Yeah, episode number 65. We gonna holler at y'all next week.
Man, peace and love, y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.